Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Yolanda McTeer. Welcome to Empowerment for All. I, of course, am the creator and the host of the show. Today, as we are continuing in quarantine in this horrific pandemic of the coronavirus, Thursday, April 30th, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am discussing sex in front of your children. Screaming, crying, and they are watching. This is beyond disgusting and sad. In today's times, people will do anything for clout. My question to you all is, what is considered too far? On my Instagram page, which I am immediately taking down after I air the show, there is a woman, Afro-American woman, giving oral sex to a man in a car outside while her two children are watching. Her two children are two little boys. One is screaming and crying, saying, "Mommy, Mommy," the little baby, and the one that's in the front seat, he's screaming and crying, while the man who she's giving oral sex to is looking at this child, looking at him like, "Well, you got to wait until I get satisfied." The other child is outside the car. He has like a toy or something in his hand, and he's waving it, and he's like trying to get his mom's attention from afar. But as he walks closer to the vehicle and leans against the window, he zooms in to look in amazement as his mother is performing oral sex on this man. The mother never, ever stops doing what she is doing. Now, my other question, who in the heck is holding the camera taping this disgusting mess? Social media has become an outlet for absolutely any damn thing. Let me repeat, social media has become an outlet for absolutely anything. When does this stop? Or will it ever stop and only get worse? Absolutely ridiculous. I'm going to play a quick song and I'm going to come back. I'm not going to talk long, but I'm just going to overview this. And hopefully, this will get out as a message to let women know you do not have to slut shame to get fame. Let me repeat that. Women, you do not have to slut-shame yourself to get fame. I'll be back in a moment. Welcome back. You are listening to Empowerment for All. I am your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. I am talking about today sex in front of your children. Women, you do not have to slut shame yourself to get fame on social media. For those of you who may just be tuning in and not familiar why I'm highlighting this topic, please go to my Instagram page right now if you're listening, because soon as this show ends, I'm going to take that disgusting mess down. I put it up so my fans and people coming on looking and viewing my page could see the disgrace, the distastefulness, the disgustingness, and the filth of what women are doing, and then be in the social media limelight. My Instagram is at Sassy, S-A-S-S-Y, Elite Me. I'll repeat, at Sassy, Elite Me. Unfortunately, once again, I will be taking that video down as soon as I finish airing this show. Now, to my amazement, I have over 2,000 views to this video. It has not even been up 24 hours. And 2,000 is a lot because, quote unquote, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a high, quote unquote, high ranked person on social media. So it amazes me how sex continues to sell. Sex, sex, sex. We have become bombarded as a world, not all of us, but the majority of us, with sex, sex, sex. People, sex is not going to save you. Sex is not going to allow you to survive. Sex is not going to help you when all hell breaks loose. It's just not. Sex, sex, sex. What are we doing with our character? What are we doing with our morals? What are we doing with equality and freedom? What are we doing? Now, this woman here, as her two sons, one is smaller than the other, but they're still very young boys. It just disheartened me to see the youngest one in the front seat of the car standing up, screaming and crying. And you can hear him saying a couple of times, "Mommy, mommy, mommy," as he's watching his mother perform oral sex on this low-life, wretched man. This is disgusting. And whoever the camera person is, whether you're a male or a female, you are disgusting. Because for you to take part in that and film that mess and see these children screaming and crying, karma will be served to you as well. Some things you just don't do, period. Now, whatever you all expect to gain from this, it's not going to be notoriety. It's not going to be saying that all these major television shows are going to be calling y'all. It's not going to be the number one sold pornography tape that's out. And you're not going to be getting contracts that you're going to get millions of dollars. Now, this woman, everyone, reminds you, she is, as we see, someone's mother. She is someone's daughter. She is someone's granddaughter. She is someone, she probably has siblings. She's probably someone's sister. She is an aunt. She is a cousin. She's a niece to somebody. She's a friend to somebody. And if she works, she's an employee or she's a business owner. Now, what kind of statue are you setting for yourself to be out here with this type of video? And also, even if it wasn't filmed, what kind of statue and morals within yourself can you say that you deserve respect and equality when you sit up here outside in a car and I don't know if this man is your boyfriend or, you know, somebody that you was, you know, kicking it with or whatever, your husband or whatever it is. It's disgusting for you to be sitting there giving oral sex to this man while you know you're being taped. And then he has the nerve to be holding your head to make sure you're giving it right. Is anything less private in the world in the bedroom amongst grown adults? Is there anything left in the bedroom private in the world today that only is consensual between two full grown adults? Because right now, every time I turn on social media, Instagram, Twitter. I was on Twitter last week. There is some type of, it's called new porn. I can't remember the exact site. I stumbled across it. They're talking about new porn. Every picture on the page is people having sex, unprotected sex at that, which is very disgusting. Because I'm sure most of these people, if not all of these people, are not in committed relationships, they're not married, and you're having unprotected sex. Then you all want to say, oh, well, they're lying, the statistics is wrong, AIDS is, you know, not out here anymore, we got medicine, we'll get cured. Well, who the hell wants to get infected to get cured in the first place? Why would you want to go to the doctor and get cured for a disease that if you took responsibility as an adult and bought prophylactics, which many of you, if you don't know what that is, condoms to protect yourself? The birth control pill protects pregnancy, but it doesn't protect women against diseases. And from what I saw on that Twitter page, this man and woman were on the balcony in broad open daylight. And I do repeat, broad open daylight, and the date of the tweet was, of course, during this pandemic, in a high rise where you know you have neighbors. Once again, whoever's filming this shit is disgusting. He's raw dicking her down. She looks like she has a towel or some type of gauging in her mouth. She's holding the rail. And then somebody comes out, apparently, I don't know if that was in their place or someone next door or whatever, and says, hey, y'all need to turn it to the side so the other traffic can see y'all. Other traffic can see you having live sex, your butt ass naked on a balcony in a high rise. And this is what we've come to now? And then women want to get on social media and instantly say, oh, he disrespected me. Oh, he don't know me. He tripping. How dare him talk to me that way? He got a lot of nerve, and I ain't that bitch, and fuck that nigga, and F that man, and all of this, and all of that. And he don't take care of his baby, and he tripping. Oh. Well, what about the standards of disrespecting yourself did you give to this man when you was laying up as he was busting it wide open inside of you? Cause and effect. You got affected not the way you thought you were because you thought that your JJ, your vagina, was a gift to a man. Let me hip y'all to something. At 50 years old, and I learned this well off in my young 20s, if a man can't get money, a man can always get some ass. It's just in his genetic makeup. A man can get some ass when he can't get no cash. A man will always have a place to stay. Men travel light. They don't need a lot. All they need is a $20 or $40, however much it costs. I'm not into it. I don't know. I don't own a barbershop. A $20 or $40, $50 haircut. He need a backpack, a T-shirt, some jeans, some sneakers. Or if he's in a hot state, like I am in Florida, some flip-flops, a couple pair of drawers. He's good. He can shower in 10 minutes. And roll out at a brush because if you know, if he or a comb to comb his hair, he's done. A man can sleep on a couch. Women, we come with a lot. We have very high maintenance from our hygiene, going through monthly cycles, our hair, our nails, our toes, waxing your legs under your arms. Getting your hair done, wearing makeup if we choose to, clothes. We like to coordinate clothes with handbags and shoes, underwear. We like for it to be sexy and matching. That's a lot when you get to trying to pack up and be like a hobo. I'm like a man. He can just punch it. Grab his backpack, he gone. So women, let's go back. I know they always say don't go back, but can we just go back 15 or 20 years? When I remember waking up in the morning, if I was dealing with a man, and I'm sure a lot of you can remember this too as well, that he would call you and say, good morning, how you doing, or shoot you a text, hey, how you doing, I'm thinking about you, do you need anything today, are you okay, let's do dinner later, I'm working, He sent you flowers. He respected you. If you went on a date with him, it was a date. He took you to a nice restaurant. He took you to a movie. He took you to a concert. He took you to a play. He did. I'm appalled because there's no more dating now. And mostly every man that you meet think everybody is in that same slut shame fame category. Well, guess what, men? Every woman is not. There are women out here who still have morals, still respect themselves, still love themselves, and ain't caring about no numbers and trying to be high ranked on social media as a slut. Now, do the history. Brothels were opened decades ago. No, I'm sorry, centuries ago. Or if not millennials ago. Brothels. You know what brothels are? Brothels is where men walked in and paid for the JJ. They paid for the vagina. Now, you women slut shaming for fame, and men are not even giving you 20 cents and giving you their ass to kiss and busting these nuts wide up inside of you and leaving children that they don't want to take care of, ain't trying to take care of. Half of them are not even claiming the children. And then you walking around here mad at everybody, beating on the child, disrespecting the child because you call yourself getting back at the father. But it was a cause and effect that when you spread your legs and slut-shamed yourself to be laying up, especially in front of your children, that you knew the effect could possibly be a child to be created. Now, that's sad. I don't find it favorable. I've seen things on Instagram, oh, the government takes care of me, F my baby daddy, we doing good. Girl, shut up. That is not fame. That's a damn shame. That's what it is. Equality and freedom in the United States of America is what our ancestors fought for. Martin Luther King, Madam C.J. Walker, so many profound people went through pure hell for us to be free. And now in 2020, our freedom equals their stand, mistreatment, being lied on and talked about, for us to get on social media and see a woman giving a man oral sex in front of her children that are screaming and crying. Lord, help the nation. Lord, help the nation. Now, I know many people may not agree with me. That's called a world. We beg to agree and we beg to disagree. But the true morality of it all is, in this quarantine, if you don't see the new world order that the government is trying to implicate in the United States of America and also the world, you are a lost soul. And they are trying to implicate it where basically it's going to go back to the way it was. They can't take it back 100%, but guess what? They darn sure trying to. We already, as Afro-Americans, denied unemployment. We're denied business loans. We're denied and frowned on and looked at to even be walking down the street. We are denied and looked at and frowned on to go in nice establishments and dine there and eat there. We are denied and frowned on to purchase homes in certain upscale areas. We are still denied. So in that denial, let's get an understanding to have better respect for ourselves. Stop allowing yourself to be degraded to the gutter of the gutter with this mess that you're doing and putting out on social media. And I'm going to say that again. Whoever held the camera on that video of that woman giving oral sex to that man, you're just as disgusting as those two are. There was nothing fameable and creditable about that. It was absolutely sad. What you should have told them is, I'm not partaking in this mess. Why don't we sit down and figure out, after we come out of this quarantine, what type of business can we put together that can be profitable and help us survive? Because I got news for y'all. The government,
oh, you might as well not get comfortable with that money, honey, because the government's not going to continue to take care of you. Many people have gotten very comfortable in this quarantine talking about, oh, unemployment going to come through. How many weeks of unemployment do you think that you're going to get? You think the government's going to pay you unemployment for the rest of your life? You're lost. You think the government is going to continue to send you stimulus checks? You're lost. This is a temporary fix. We have got to get in place to take a stand and keep God first and begin to pray like never before. Because if the devil has his way, we're going to be effed up every day. Hear me again. If the devil has his way, we're going to be effed up out here every day. Twerking, slut shaming to get fame on social media ain't going to get your bills paid. Now, many people, it's okay. That's why the world is very diverse. Many people will make money twerking and with their bodies and everything because they have endorsements now. But you just coming out here giving oral sex, giving head, and being filmed and your children screaming and crying, what kind of fame do you think you're going to get from that shit? If anything, people have been direct messaging me and also in the comments, Child Protective Services and the police should have been called. And I totally, 100% agree. That was the most disgusting, deplorable, disrespectful thing that you could have done as human beings is to put yourself in front of a camera and conduct yourself in that deploratory manner. It is absolutely sad. We don't have answers. None of us do. Because we can't save the whole world. But we darn sure can be a voice and say something to inspire the world. Now I wake up this morning as I'm preparing for the show. Many of you who don't know, Jacksonville Jaguar, ex-player, Telvin Smith, arrested for sexual unlawful activities with minors. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Unlawful sexual activities with minors. Now, you mean to tell me once again, you got all this money, money. Dude, you can't call an escort? Seriously? But you would rather go defile, degrade, disrespect, interact sexually with a child who is innocent and doesn't even know? I don't care how grown she might have looked or whatever. When are you all going to start running background checks? I ain't talking about no pity pat check. I ain't talking about no Google. You can Google anything. I'm talking about a real background check that you got to investigate and spend money. I'm talking anywhere from $25 to $45 on people that you meet. Because lies never stop. Once again, these young women, y'all need to stop it. And I've been highlighting this my whole show. And I've got to go here momentarily. I'm wrapping this up. Stop slut-shaming for fame. You're running out here, you doing all this, you're putting all this makeup on, your parents dropping you off at school, you're putting all this makeup on, you're dressing like you're 35, you're showing all your breasts and your booty, and these men are taking advantage of you, and the sad part about it is you are not hurting the man, you are violating yourself, because in the long run, this is how you become mentally imbalanced, angry, and bitter. Because you're looking at a payday, he takes advantage of you and has his way. Lord, have mercy. Help the people. Help the people. Help the people. Once again, you've been tuning in today, Thursday, April 30th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to my show, Empowerment for All. I am your host, Yolanda McTeer. The topic of today has been sex in front of your children. While they're screaming, crying, and watching, when will women, especially women, because I'm a woman, stop slut-shaming yourselves for social media fame? When will it stop? Hopefully much sooner than later. You've got to wake up and understand
at a time now going forward, because we're not going back. Survival is the key to live and make it. Many of you, I'm 50 years old, don't know anything about true survival. You're going to have to learn how to survive. And I've got news for you. Social media fame, for many of you, is not going to be your meal ticket. I hope you've been blessed. Stay focused. Keep God first. And whatever you do, do not allow manipulation, narcissists, liars, users, tricksters, and wannabe somebody in limelight to have you degrade yourself to a standard that you have went below dirt. Don't do it. Respect yourself, humble yourself, pray, keep God first, and I guarantee you, just like myself and many others, you will be blessed, you will survive, you won't have to worry, because he will carry you, protect you, provide for you, and make a way for you. God can do it when nobody else will do it. I love you all. I'm praying for you. And until the next time, I haven't aired a show in a while. Been laying low for the quarantine, just been on social media. Do follow me there. Instagram, at Sassy Elite Me, S-A-S-S-Y, Elite Me. Twitter, at Y-M, lowercase c, capital T-I-E-R. Once again, Twitter, at Y McTier. Also, thank you all so much to those who have purchased the launching of my new T-shirt boutique, which is a movement highlighting empowerment for all. We are blessed to have survived this coronavirus. Do order yours today. The link to order it is available on my social media pages, both on Instagram and Twitter. I don't do Facebook too much, but I really stay on Instagram and Twitter. I'm asking everyone. Also, the movement that I just posted on Instagram for Ahmaud Arbery, 25 years old, young Afro-American man, gunned down senseless by a man and his son. This man was a former law officer in Georgia. Sign the petition, people. Sign the petition. The movement has to continue. I signed every for the Action Pack because he is really moving and helping people. He's gotten prisoners to stop execution. It's a wonderful movement. Include yourself, because the movement to include yourself. I just got the message here. I'm winding down to the last 90 seconds, so let me quickly go. The movement here is not the movement to slut shame yourself from fame, having world sex on social media and having sex on social media. It's not the movement. The movement is to help and get refocused and grounded, because as an Afro-American community, if we do not, we're going to perish. I love you all. I'm praying for you. Until the next time, be blessed.